Here we go. And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales of the Long Box podcast. Oh, dear Lord, help us. This is episode 251, Spotlight on DC Comics, DC Universe, Rebirth, number one. Dun-dun-dun.
Do you have a sound effect for that?
Yeah, but that window went away. I don't know where it went.
Peter, I thought you had three windows.
I did. I lost it. Where'd it go? Here we are. Okay, here we are. I think we got things working again.
Woo-hoo.
I think.
Oh, the audience
okay,
was wild.
Yes, they do.
I'm going to start the wave now, okay? Woo!
Yep. And then there's the cheering. We will not be talking about the Captain America issue.
Oh, shit. He's going to go crazy on us, Murray.
Crazy with the power.
Yes, sir. I got all kinds of stuff here. I got socks. Whoa,
got
wait a minute.
Socks?
No.
Uh-oh.
That's good.
Nice. Yeah.
What the hell was that?
Don't do that. Sigh. As a kiss.
Kiss.
We got baby cries.
Gene Simmons. That sounded like Gene Simmons.
Yeah, that is Gene Simmons. Okay, so yes, big thing. This is just days after this came out. Everybody on the internet is. I'm sure there's one guy that has not read this yet. So we're gonna spoil the hell of it out of
yes,
it,
we
aren't
are.
We, boys? Okay, so if you haven't read this yet, if you've been living in a cave and you have not read this yet, please. Please stop this recording now, because you will hate
Hail
us
Hydra.
Otherwise. Yes, Hail Hydra. Hail Hydra. So anyway, yeah, exactly. DC Universe Rebirth. You want a button? I'll have to fix something up, but. I'm telling you, this is my reaction.
Campfire.
yeah, right.
Campfire.
Let's.
I don't get it. You're burning it? You were reading it while you were toasting marshmallows?
No.
Ooh,
chocolate. No. We are kind of in the wilderness here. Sorry, I've got a new toy. We've been having technical difficulties, and now this little thing that we've got here can actually put sounds into the recording. So this
next
should be
week,
fun.
Next week you're going to show up with
gonna
the
have
musical
fun.
Accompaniment, aren't you?
Yeah. Son, who knows? Who knows? What I can do with this thing. All right. So, okay. Our initial thoughts on this, gentlemen. You go. Somebody first. I kind of already told you what I thought, but
that'll
I'll go into more detail. Yeah.
Okay.
Hurry.
I liked
what did
it.
You think?
I liked it. I loved the Wally West stuff. And it felt like
awesome.
The Wally West that has been missing. Whereas some of the characters they brought back, like Donna Troy, she's not my Donna Troy. She doesn't feel – I mean, she may get there, but she's not. But this felt like the Wally I grew up with. And that's cool. I have missed reading him, and I'm happy to have him back. I'm happy to have a lot of the characters back that they brought back. I liked it on the whole. I don't know where they're going with it. But,
I found an article that they actually interviewed Johns, and it's pretty clear where they're going. I need to find it again.
Go back in
but,
town.
anyway, go.
My only quibble is, or my only worry is that they have teased us with we're going to leave the grim and gritty behind before. They've teased us with the, oh, we're going to make everything like we've heard it for Infinite Crisis. We've heard it a lot. So I really hope that's the route they're going. Well, I hope so.
And they,
but,
and
I mean,
it is.
They've said that every single time. Oh, it really is. This is the route we're going. Yep. This
and,
well,
they
and,
the line,
then,
and they felt the line at 299 before as well. And we'll see.
Yeah, well, they've already went. I heard this today. They've already gone over it because they're doing a second printing of this with a bound cover. And
yeah, but that's okay. I mean, this is like
it.
A 500-page novel that, I mean, they sold it for $2.99,
yeah,
which is awesome.
Eight,
and it's if they want to sell a second copy of it at a more reasonable price for this size, I think that's fair.
So if I buy the more expensive version and I don't like it, can I send that back for the more expensive price, Jeff Johns?
Technically, yes. That is what
really?
I remember him saying, yes.
Well,
yes.
La-dee-da.
Damn it,
why would anyone, though, like, why would you go and buy the $5.99 version when you could just buy it from Comixology at $2.99? That's never going to go out of print. I mean, I guess if you really want the paper copy,
yeah,
I guess.
Maybe.
That's the only reason. Every time I hear that somebody's, they're doing a second printing, I'm like, the internet, hello?
Some people prefer the hard copy, so.
Yeah, oh, I know. I mean, I do, but.
Yeah, well, I like it in, I like it
sure.
For when I do trades and stuff. When I like, if I like something good enough, then I'll buy it in physical copies of it. So,
yeah, there was so much that I liked. I liked a ton of it.
And you know, I think my biggest piece of appreciation for this single issue was the lead-ins actually led into it. Titans Hunt,
yes,
number 8
absolutely.
Led directly into this, and it's not even promoted, you know, in this issue, but it did. And despite, you know, mm-hmm. and also the what is it? It wasn't called Death of Superman. Last Days of Superman, I think, is what it was called. Also led directly into
mm-hmm.
this, and you know, and
yes.
Flash did not, but that's okay.
Well. There's a reason for that.
And I also think
but,
it's ironic
yeah.
that Justice League, which was the first comic to come out from the New 52, is the one that's on the lowest number of all the 52 or the New 52 books. It only made it to 50. So.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
was the and really,
yeah.
if you read Justice League, you got most of the DC Rebirth spoilers in there. Well, maybe not most, but you got like. They were spoiling a chunk of stuff in there. We got the Wonder Woman twin thing,
yeah.
and we got
well,
the... I mean, we didn't get the big... There were a couple
yeah.
of big reveals.
Well, see, Superman has had things going on with him, see? And they two separate storylines, three separate storylines going on that... at the New 52 Superman, that is. With the... post-crisis one in the background, and he shows up in the Superman. But they had the one that Brian Hitch was doing was the God Ral from Krypton showing up, and he got his New 52 Superman got his butt kicked in there. Then you had the whole with his powers gone and now they're back, and he had to do Kryptonite to recharge them and blah blah blah, you know, whatever. And then there was what was going on in Justice, the JLA,
mm-hmm.
Justice League, the one that Johns is running. So all three of those things were going on, and I remember seeing a page in one of those Final Days of Superman where they showed all three of those, where those all happened to him, so they weren't like, which they seemed to be all.
Well, they had
same
initially
universe.
Said that the Hitch book was not. Was not in continuity. I remember there was discussion about that a while ago.
Yeah.
And then they
yes,
very,
exactly.
very subtly slipped it into continuity for nothing. If nothing else, at least for the Superman stuff. I don't know if any of the other stuff really matters, but.
No. Well, I mean, they had the Green Lantern Corps show up, but as the last I haven't finished my
Your GLE? You can do that. You should do that.
Green Lantern.
You get your GLE. GLD?
Yeah.
Whatever you call it.
Yeah.
GDE?
Yeah,
G-D-E?
Yeah, that
okay.
thing.
Anyway, Okay. Anyway. Oh, don't make me use the butt.
Be sandbags.
You mean woman.
All right. Anyway. With all that in mind, I really do think Johns is in control. And if you don't, and I read in an interview, he's taking his stuff away from writing to focus on co-running the movies. They gave him control of him and another guy control the movies. So with this, knowing that and the movie thing, I think the reign of Daidio is over. And I will tell you my thoughts, which if you follow Scott Collins any, we were discussing my thoughts on with him and Fabian Nicesia, which was very, very odd, and a few other fans were discussing what exactly all the meta stuff meant, or at least my opinion of it. And if I can find that article, there's even more proof, because he, I guess he did some kind of exclusive interview and went and just talked about every different thing. I wish I could find that. But anyway, I got way too many tabs open here. So, let's get into it here. No, we're not going to go page by page.
The highlights.
Well, the highlights start right. Breaking.
Yeah, Caleb, what'd you think? You didn't tell us. What'd you think?
A subtle thing. Anyhow, I did enjoy it. I think that all the fan rage is manufactured. I think that people need to chill out. Oh my god!
Fan rage over this?
I could see it.
I've just been hearing about Captain America.
There's fan rage over the
anyway. Go ahead.
Over the unsaid integration of the Watchmen universe. Nope, spoilers. The unsaid Watchmen stuff in here, and I think that
big deal.
Alan Moore can if Alan Moore gave a shit, that's fine. You know, let's have some fan rage. But there are people like, well, they shouldn't do that. It should be kept separate. Blah blah blah. It's supposed to be retelling all the Charlton characters, which are going to be used in the. It's like, you know what. There's been so much mixed continuity in the past, and it sold just fine, and people chill out. You know what? New 52 lasted for 3.5 years, and this will last for – or 4.5 years, whatever it was. And
don't forget that.
Right, and this will last for however long it lasts, or it sells well enough, and they go, you know what? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And if Geoff Johns, who is – you know, if he is in the kind of control that it seems like he's in control of, and they are going to go the Marvel route of movie/comic book integration, then yay, I'm glad for that, because there are some incredibly great Marvel books, and there are some incredibly great Marvel movies, and there's some incredibly shitty DC movies, and some incredibly shitty DC books, and
here it is. Bam.
I like this book. I enjoyed it, and I think it starts off strong with the watch workings, which obviously is a reference to Dr. Manhattan. And we see the lightning crashing down to Earth, which is almost it's almost from the last panel of Titans Hunt #8, but it's also a very strong reference to all of the Flash stuff as well as Crisis on Infinite Roads.
Found that article. It's a very good one. Cool. I will pass it along while you're talking.
Then we jump to, you know, the Batman researching about the death of Superman. With actually, I think it's really cool. There's no mention of the post-crisis Superman with his super son at this point.
No, not yet. I think this is before they met.
No, they met at the end of Superman 2.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Which
you're right.
Was it, you know, a decent issue, by the way, for those who are looking for some closure to the New 52 Superman, the underwearless Superman.
I had a feeling when they were starting that whole thing with him dying, that it's like, oh man, they're going to have the pre-crisis guy replace him. And that's going to help out with the Clark being outed.
I wonder, I really genuinely wonder if that was their plan or if, you know, given that how short that other run was, maybe it was. Maybe it was intended to be almost a mini series leading into this. But I would like to see where the I would like to be told when the first conversations about Rebirth occurred.
Well, I'll tell you, it might that Lois and Clark series that Jurgens is doing. Nope. Have you guys been reading that? It's been really good, and I'm wondering if the sales of that had something to do with it.
Yeah, maybe, maybe. I wonder if the conversation started around the time of
Convergence.
What they do last summer. Yeah, Convergence.
Yeah, yeah. See, I wonder about that too because they did negate the crisis.
Oh yeah, I'd forgotten about that. They'll change like that.
It's okay to forget about it.
A lot of people have.
So moving through the book, I think that's what we're going to do is kind of just cruise through here and give our thoughts. I think the biggest misstep that they've come up with, and maybe they've got something planned here, is this three Joker thing.
Yeah, and looking at that picture, what I think you're seeing is you got the Golden Age Joker is the first one. And obviously, the one in the middle is the one from The Killing Joke, which if you look at the picture above the face,
Yes. That's
that one. And then the last one is the real nut job psychopath that Snyder came up with, the one that
that's
had his face cut off.
Yeah, that's the Capullo version,
Yes, exactly. Now, why do that? I don't know. That makes no sense to me.
And that revelation came out of Justice League number 50 when Batman was seated in the Mobius chair for that incredibly long story in Justice League, or at least I don't know how many issues it actually was, but
and there were specials and one shots because every one of them had godlike powers of the powers of Darkseid. They had to have a whole issue of that. Yes, I read all of it.
I just kept the Justice League ones. And I think it was 10?
Wait.
I don't think it was a full year. I don't think it was 12.
Well, it probably was a year. I'm going to guess it wasn't.
Yeah. Maybe a year, but not 12
issues. Yeah, it wasn't 12 issues.
I feel like we had the two or three issue Francis Manapul arc in the middle. It was two or three, and then maybe four issues on each side, maybe. Maybe.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. And then I'd also like to see, and if either one of you are into the research of it, the dialogue, the running dialogue by who we find out later is Wally West dialoguing this, whether during the Johns issues of The Flash, which starred Wally West, if it was yellow boxes with the red board.
It might be. I've got all those issues in the first omnibus.
That would be very.
I wonder. I do not know.
That's a good point. See, in that art, that link I sent you, he made comments about Wally West. He was my favorite character. You know, I wanted him back, and I grew up with him. It's exactly like I did. I didn't grow up with Barry Allen. I grew up with Wally West, and that was my thing. And I remember all the times people would ask Didio at conventions, "Hey, we want Wally West back," and he'd either ignore him or make some flippant joke, or whatever. And what's the very first thing that Johns does? He gets him back.
And then,
my opinion.
Your opinion. Oh, okay. Well,
but anyway. No, I think this whole this whole issue is a love letter to fans and a hate letter to Didio. It's my opinion.
Love letter to fans for sure, but John's right up there with – I mean, he's made some horrible missteps. He is as much to blame for the tone of DC the last 10 years as
now,
anyone.
Well, wait a minute.
Arms chop off, heads chopped off.
Yeah,
do you? Yes, I know that, but do you remember all those – creators that left because of the micromanaging
sure,
that was going
that's
on.
Probably not John's, but the books that he was putting out, they were dark books.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they were. And I think that's the tone that they were all going for ever since 52. That's why I think they tied in to Watchmen is because that's what Didio was wanting.
I mean, yeah. I mean, do you remember those early issues of Aquaman? Oh my God, those were dark. I mean, and not just the coloring. I mean, there was murdering. There was killing all over the place in those. And I think the early issue. The first issue of the New 52, that's just the Justice League issue, was you know Gotham getting blown up by all the parademons and stuff. So John's actually, I would say John set the tone. And he was one of the three architects. It was him, Jim Lee, and Dan Didio.
True.
Didio, whatever.
Well, maybe he realized that he made a mistake.
Yeah.
I think he does. I mean, I think he's realized it, but I think he has.
And let's be honest, it's going to go with sales. And the consistently top selling book at DC is Harley Quinn. Which is a very light book. One of the top selling books at Marvel is and critically selling is Ms. Marvel. And Batgirl is a consistent title for DC. It's a light title. And Black Canary, light title, consistent selling.
I agree totally.
And the list goes on and on and on. So we've circled back. This is no longer the Dark Knight era where we want grim and gritty. We want lighter. That's why among the many reasons it was a piece of crap, but that Batman Superman was not a good movie was because it was it had no sense of humor.
No
self-awareness.
It didn't have any at all. The more I think about it, the more I realize it. And I might have said after I saw it that the movie was awesome, but I wouldn't go that far now. The more I think about it, though, the Batman scenes I thought were really good. I'll have to watch it with the kids. But I just realized Batman's got the tumbler in the Batcave.
It's great. And the callbacks to Crisis immediately. That whole scene from Crisis on Infinite Earths. When the Batman is catching the Joker and he's telling the he's trying to do the little riddle about Miles Standish, but then the Flash appears. But that's straight out of that. I mean, and you notice who he's researching.
Oh, yeah.
He's researching. I just noticed this. He's researching the Joker.
Joker.
And boom.
Exactly. I didn't realize that until you said it.
I didn't either.
Yeah,
I kind
exactly
of made that the Joker then the Flash connection right there, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure that was planned.
Because Johns is, if nothing else, just like Brian Bendis, is a fan of continuity.
Totally.
Oh, yes.
Can we talk about Batman's belt for a minute?
Yes, yes.
What is up with that belt?
I'm not too
I'm,
fond
like
of
that
it.
Page right beside the
I don't
Joker's
know.
There?
God, I'm sure. Well, like when if the further down when he's hitting the deck when the lightning comes,
well,
you can see
I'm
a real
saying.
Good
is,
close-up
like,
of it. I mean,
wow.
My,
that's a giant
I
belt.
Don't know. I'm sure it was designed by Jim Lee, because that's always a big thing, which I don't see what the
big
deal is
about. You know what they say
about
a man with a bag, big belt buckle.
I don't know. I mean,
who's doing this page? Is this Gary Frank?
I don't know.
Yes, it is Gary Frank.
Maybe
so not
just
only
his interpretation of it, because it's ginormous.
Well, I think when it first came out, I'd have to look at that Batman, because, Bruce was, his memory was wiped, and his body was healed, and then he got it all back to come back, and the first thing he did was put on a new costume, and I quote, something no one has ever seen before. And, of course, the first thing I noticed was that symbol, which is kind of a homage to the original one,
yeah,
but
I
still
like that
has
part.
The yellow. And his cape is closer up to his neck. It's not
God, that
directly
panel,
behind
the next
it.
Page, the panel where Wally is going, Arzugh, and Batman's throwing up his cape like that, that is an awesome
That's cool.
Panel.
Yeah.
Even with the big belt.
Yeah.
I think
it is just Gary Frank's interpretation, because at the back, when you're looking at the back for the Batman book.
Damn it, I just realized it's purple on the inside, his cape.
Yeah.
That's why they did that. The original Batman art had a black on the outside.
It is totally
and
reminiscent
on the inside
of the Bob Kane, Bill Finger Batman. I mean, it is. It's
absolutely
nice. Nice.
Yes,
nice.
It is beautiful. And I don't know. Did Kid Flash, was his lightning bolt on his chest like that in the past? And it's been a heck of a long
red
time since I've looked.
Or glowing.
No, going basically
what,
up from his belt up to his neck, the way that Gary Franks has it in the splash page, as well as the.
Yes, I have the shirt of that.
Was it always that big? I think
it might not have been that big, but it
that's
was,
what I'm wondering,
it was like
from
that.
Okay. It's just been a long time since we've seen a Kid Flash panel,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's right. Have you seen the leaks of his new costume?
It's right at the back.
Yeah, the splash page. The two-page splash.
Oh, that's right.
I don't love it. Yeah, like the big, the greatest heroes, their greatest threats, DC Universe Rebirth. He's right down there in the corner.
Oh, that's right. He was in that picture.
I know.
I missed
too.
That
I just
before.
Saw him today. I would prefer it to be gold. Actually, I would prefer that they switch the Kid Flash costumes and give new Kid Flash the red and silver, and old Kid Flash the yellow and red. But I mean, I'm fine with both. Like whatever. It's
Go back to Kid Flash having the red, like in the original.
Yeah. And that's, you know what, that's fair too.
Yes.
They're not gonna call him Kid Flash. He's gonna be Flash. Flashy Flash.
Is he gonna be
call him Flasher?
they could call him Impulse.
Maybe he'll be Max Mercury.
Yeah, I don't know.
Quicksilver.
They'll have to think of that.
It was Quicksilver.
Yeah. Oh, I just hope they don't do the Jane Grey thing and just call him Wally all the time. That'll be dumb. Well, I mean, his life doesn't exist anymore. So
I am glad for the callback to Flashpoint. I like that, and because it probably has been referenced that letter from Thomas Wayne that made it through Flashpoint. But I don't recall it ever being mentioned again.
I don't
know
if it has. I don't know.
There was one, either a Batman. I think it had to have been a Batman because I stopped reading Flash, which
was
sad.
Never, it was never in
it was
Flash.
Always
I can promise
one of my
you
favorites.
That.
It was in one of the Batman books I read. I remember seeing it and him touching it or something. And I think it was even in that issue right before he put the costume, this new costume on.
Oh, when he replants his memories back in himself. Okay.
Yes, exactly. I think that's one of the things that he like looked at it or touched or whatever.
And then, you know,
that it's been very few and far between. I'm trying to think. I don't think there's any
kudos to the letterer for that very subtle tink in the bottom right-hand corner of that page when Wally's getting bazorched away.
Bazorched away.
Oh, yeah. Tink.
Bottom right-hand corner, it's the page when has the out-of-focus retelling of Batman's origin with the killing of Thomas and Martha Wayne.
Oh, there it is. Tink. Tink.
Yeah, that's when the comedian badge gets.
Well, and I had missed that the first read through. I was like, why is Batman even digging in the wall? It just seems like such a a random thing for him to do, but he heard, you know, because he's Batman and he's super observant, he heard the dink and
that's cool. See, because I didn't, I wouldn't have even noticed it till you directed
look,
my attention.
Look at his belt. Look at his belt right after that happens. It's not near his.
It's no, the post Flashpoint belt.
Yeah.
He's a much more confident. He's a much more confident Batman in that panel than he was in the previous panel.
Yes.
He's comfortable with the manliness in this panel with a smaller belt.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
We get origin and stuff, and that's all good. And we see the original Teen Titans. Dude, like original.
Uh-huh. Which I haven't read that last Titans issue yet.
Wonder Girl is Wonder Girl.
In the original costume, because that's one of the things they did in New 52 is change the way his costume looked, and he didn't have bare legs in it. They showed some of those year one things. He was wearing green pants, and totally, it looked more like the looked more like Red Robin's original costume.
I'm curious. I mean, again, I understand that they're combining continuities, but in Wonder Woman, you know, in this crappy run of Wonder Woman that they've had over the last 6 or 7 months, Donna Troy is a relatively new creation. Literally created. She came, you know.
Yeah.
But somehow they have her as part of the Titans from, you know, X number of years ago. And Garth, Aqualad, whatever, being part of this Titans as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a new character in Aquaman, but he's very anti-surface world. And he's a well-known anti-surface worldite in the Aquaman book. So I'm curious how they're going to reconcile those two characters having such short histories with this apparent missing. Well, and I'm getting ahead of the book here. I apologize.
Well, yeah. And it's like I said, I haven't read that last Titans, but I mean, they did get their memories wiped, didn't they?
There's also.
Right, sorry, but if their memories were wiped, you would expect Donna to just be floating around the DCU as a amnesiac or whatever.
Right.
And in the New 52, that's not what she's been. She was just created out of a witch's cauldron like a couple months ago. Well, like a long time ago, our time, but like months ago, DCU time. So yeah, their minds were wiped, but there's more going on there for sure.
Yeah, and I hope is that not they actually I would like to see them deal with that in the Wonder Woman book and not the Titans book. But on the flip side, I think Abnett has such a grasp of these characters. I'm hoping he gets a shot at it as well.
Yes. Did you guys read that they gave him an exclusive contract?
I think I did hear that actually. That's kind of cool. Yeah, they're not really giving those out a whole lot anymore.
So, no. They gave the guy that's doing The Flash, whatever his name is, which I've never heard of him, but he got one maybe 3-4 days after the announcement.
Good for Abnett. I mean, he's paid his dues. I mean, coming out of the – I don't know what he was doing previously. I know he was doing 2000 AD previous to his Legion stuff, but – He kind of fell, not out of favor, but you didn't hear much about him for a while
there,
and then started doing some IDW stuff. And
I think, I think people liked the two of them together and not them separately as much.
He's got his novels out there, and he started just he still has a really huge fan base in overseas, and. Yeah, so maybe the start of a new British invasion, like the 80s.
Well, that's good that worked out for DC last time.
Good for him.
Yes, it certainly did. Gaiman, Moore, etc.
Yes.
And then who is holding Flash's ring at the bottom of that panel? I don't remember that.
I would have to check.
It has to be Wonder Woman.
No, she's in the background there, unless she's got
is it Harbinger? Is it Harbinger?
Maybe it's Harbinger. She doesn't strike me as a nail polish type chick, but...
Oh, that is Wonder Woman there.
But maybe it was.
Well, crap.
See, I'd have to grab out my crisis, but I don't remember someone handing him the ring. But I thought he picked it up off the ground.
Yeah, that seems like that right. But you're right. I see Wonder Woman now. I don't know who it could be.
She wasn't
Zatanna
there?
Or no, Supergirl, maybe?
Already, so couldn't have been her.
No, that was...
And Zatanna wasn't there. No, this was after Supergirl died. They found Barry's costume in Crisis, what, 11 or 12? 11, right?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Let's guess
Harbinger.
I'm going to guess Harbinger as well. Does she work?
That sounds good.
No, I'm getting minutia. Sorry, my bad. I stopped.
Yeah, all right, moving along.
The reintroduction.
I was going to say, go ahead.
I was going to say the reintroduction of the Speed Force, all the speedsters, along with Linda Lee.
Linda Lee.
Well, that's been in The Flash, though, hasn't it?
Flash is dating Supergirl.
Oh, yeah, Linda Park, sorry.
No,
it's some other Asian name, my bad.
Yes. Which she's in The Flash.
She is.
And they did. Yeah, she hasn't been lately because they're, Iris, the real villain of the Flash TV show.
Right now.
She's the reason my wife won't watch the show, Murray. Okay.
Oh, I love Iris. She's wonderful.
Oh, man. It's all about her. Me. Okay, we're off then. Okay.
There's the Kid Flash costume. No, that's the Bart Allen version of the Kid Flash.
That's the Bart Allen version.
Yes. Yeah, they did. They changed it for that. But no, it had that on there. I've got the shirt.
Yeah, it had
the
arrow.
Right,
I don't think
there.
It ever had like a circle emblem on it.
No, no circle, straight red.
And then the Speed Force back. I think it's interesting. Again, they left out his son, but. I think he had lost his powers.
He didn't have powers then, yeah.
Yes. No, yeah, and she got it more enhanced, I think, because they were growing in an enhanced
rate. They wanted more female speedsters as soon as they stopped using speedsters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get the Flashpoint recap real quick.
Oof,
and then
yes.
King Flash vanishes. He's lost. Chapter one. Boom.
God, I love that Captain Marvel or Shazam... costume in the middle of that Flashpoint.
The one with the hood? The hoodie?
Yeah.
No, the one before, in the middle of the Flashpoint recap.
Yeah, where he has the, it's a little more traditional.
Yes.
Yeah, with the sash, but also the
sash.
The, mm-hmm. the lightning bolt there and stuff. Yeah, very cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was hoping that they would keep that character, that Captain Thunder was kind of neat.
As we see from the two-page Flash, they've got
it looks like
a whole different direction.
They're bringing that back, maybe.
Well, he said that once there's a good story where he's bringing Shazam back. And he also, he also quoted, once there's a good reason to bring it, then Legion will be back too. He was quoted as saying that.
Well,
he's determined to bring
back,
the Legion
but
back.
But I think one of the interviews I read, he was saying they want to, it's hard to do 52 new series really well.
Yes.
So they want to do – so they're doing
exactly.
this double shipping thing and getting the core characters established, and then they'll start to bring in the rest. And that kind of makes mm-hmm. sense to me.
That's very Marvel style.
Okay.
Though. And John's and his overlords are paying attention, so.
So, okay, now this is where I think we've got some meta going on. So I'm going to read this. It's after the Flashpoint panel. And Wally says, and I think this is John's talking. This is my own opinion, but this is big time meta. But sometime outside of time, watched it all happen. Someone saw history unravel when Barry first created the Flashpoint. And when history was coming back together, they attacked. As our timelines reformed, someone stole 10 years from us. A decade was removed like a Jenga piece. I don't know exactly how or why, but it changed everything. That's about how much time New 52 they went back, where everything happened in 5 years instead of over 15.
Yeah.
Right? a darkness. Yeah, heroes that were novices. Legends became novices. Bonds between them, between them were weakened and erased. Legacies were destroyed. That's exactly what happened in the New 52. A darkness from somewhere has infected us, which, in my opinion, you know who I think that is. It was for a long time now, I think, even before the Flashpoint. But no one knows this but me. So then, there you go. I think that's, that hand is, yeah. Anyway. So he's falling through the Speed Force, or time, looks like. And that's the end of chapter one.
And then we get this old character, and at first I was thinking, oh, they're bringing back.
I thought it was Garrett.
I was thinking it was that other speedster, Max Mercury. And I thought, why are they bringing him back? What would that do with this? I mean, sure, he's a Flash and stuff, but I couldn't see how bringing him back to the DC was that important. But then, of course, we realize it's not Max Mercury.
Yeah.
It's...
Yeah, when Wally shows up, after he locks himself in, wherever he locked himself into, he says, I'm sorry for what I did. Yeah, McCarthy yelled, take off your mask. You know I was only trying to protect him. So it sounds like he betrayed him.
Wasn't in the last days of the Justice Society, didn't he puss out to the Congress?
See, I don't remember that. I think he probably
did. He never wore
did.
A mask,
I don't
so
remember,
he had nothing
to tell
to lose.
You the truth. Yeah,
and that's Johnny
exactly.
Thunder. For those keeping scores, Johnny Thunder.
Say you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he's doing.
For him, poor guy.
No, and I love that panel where he's like half, you know, like three quarters out of the universe, and
it's cool.
Yeah. So he keeps saying, see you, the Thunderbolt. Didn't mean to throw you away. So anyway, he's falling into Speed Force again. And you see Captain Sawyer and somebody, I don't know. But anyway, you got Saturn Girl sitting there. And you see a bag with a flight ring in it. And Legion fans everywhere peed their pants.
Hey, let's back up a half a step on your statement there. At no point
does
it say that it's Saturn Girl.
No, it doesn't.
No,
I thought
Jones
he just
did in an interview.
Did he say it was
that,
Saturn? I just thought he said that. Yes, it's a Legionnaire. So he did say it was Saturn. Okay, my bad. I just.
He did. He laid it right out there.
Okay.
In that one I sent you.
Well, I don't know
I
who
think
that's
it
interviewing.
Makes sense that it would be Saturn. I think that's just a random shrink.
Okay.
But I think it makes sense that it's Saturn Girl because she's you know. One of the founders.
Three quarters of the way down. And yes, he confirms that is Saturn Girl on page 19.
I didn't know that. At no point. Now, it's just a blonde with a ring. And,
yeah.
Granted, she is
right,
the blonde
exactly.
with the ring. Yeah. But.
And her color of her outfit would be what she would wear.
Kind of red, yeah.
But anyway, so. So apparently she stole a sandwich and they caught her and he's like, we don't have money where we're from. Did I skip some stuff? No, I didn't. Okay, now, more meta stuff. How did next we find Ryan Choi, much younger version, working for Ray Palmer, the Atom. Okay, the Atom's back. The original Atom is back, which is one of my favorite things about this. He's not some crazy scientist that works for Shade. Choi... He was one of the darkest things in the New 52. Ryan Choi was killed by a serial killer brutally in New 52.
Way before that.
Yeah, that was pre-New 52.
Was?
Oh, way
New
52?
Oh, well, my bad.
People were begging for the return of Ryan Choi. They were like,
perfectly.
Well, now's your opportunity to undo that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. He was a great character, a great idea. I think Gail Simone was the one that came up with it.
She wrote the series, but he was a Grant Morrison
I don't remember.
Creation or a Grant Morrison idea.
Oh, well, so he's...
Mm-hmm. And then
really?
She and John Byrne were the ones who were doing the book.
Yeah, they wrote the series and got to take that idea and run with it, but I'm pretty sure he had a little bit to do with it.
Okay. Though I am... Well, anyway, I love how they did it. you know, a message from him. I'm in trouble. I'm in the microverse. It's awesome. There's a bio belt for you. Come help me, whatever.
Me too.
I just love that whole thing, how they're bringing that back.
And
I can't wait.
Yeah, I was surprised that people really wanted to see him back. Like, I liked him, but I didn't think he was that popular a character. But I'm glad to see that people want to see him back, because I liked him. He was cool.
And that was another character that I think people would ask about cons, and Dino would, you know, just slug him off or ignore him or make some stupid comment. You know, I know I'm bashing him a lot. I know some people think he saved DC Comics, and it's like, no, he let Johns do well. Anyway, we won't get into that. We all know I can't stand the man.
Well, I am curious where Ray Palmer is with that, the stones behind him. That's kind of a weird thing. And then, and I know this has been mentioned on the internet, maybe on Bleeding Cool, but it looks like DC took ownership of the term microverse all of a sudden, and I'm kind of
saw that.
for those like me who were Micronauts fan, is an interesting.
Well, Micronauts, they got the rights from Marvel for that, and that's a DC title. IDW title.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. And perhaps microverse is not a copyrighted word. It's
I don't think it is. I think that's actually in physics.
Well, then, good.
Because I've heard the term macroverse before, so
it's interesting.
I would assume
what I can only call the microverse. So what an arrogant douchebag.
Jean Lauren's still alive.
She's been alive.
She's been alive. She's been dead. She's been crazy. She's been eclipsed.
Oh, that's right. She turned back. Yeah, my alimony payments should be late. Yeah. Okay. But I just love this whole sequence. That's a perfect Batman and Robin type thing going on there.
And I love this
panel.
It's
going to be awesome.
It is extremely important when you reach the first world of the microverse. You're going to meet someone. They're going to seek you out. Whatever you do, whatever they say, do not.
That's such a classic.
Yeah.
Classic.
Did that remind it? Didn't they have the same kind of thing in Back to the Future?
Oh, probably.
Whatever you. And then look at the bottom of that one. Oh no, that's just the picture going out of focus. I thought he was fading, but it's
It's pixelated. Mm-hmm. It's pixelated.
And this is probably the only time I've really enjoyed Jerry Frank art. So.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Sometimes it's not bad. And then here. Two more characters that were totally just screwed over. Ted Kord shot in the head. Reyes, they just drove that character in the ground. I don't know why. And it's just awesome to see those two together.
I think that
it really is.
Could be fun. Fun.
Depends on who's doing it.
Yeah, and he's supposed to.
Giffen.
I'm not sure who.
Maybe with the Matias and Giffen.
Oh.
I think so.
Really?
And Scott
Where
Collins.
Is it? I had the.
It's the Justice League 3001 team is coming over. Good. Okay, I can dig it.
I think so.
That would
sure
be awesome.
Giffen and Scott Collins.
Okay.
I had that.
Wait,
list
Giffen is working
there,
on Scooby-Doo
Apocalypse.
Hold on.
Well, he is able to work on more than.
Well, yeah.
Oh, well, good. Wow. All right.
Yeah, he's
Blue Beetle
one of those
Rebirth,
old school
one,
guys.
Giffen, Scott Collins.
Okay.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I'm on that.
And Dr. Fate's going to be in it too, which I think is awesome.
I see him here, but they're going to put Fate in that series?
Yeah, it says Ted Kord
and
Dr. Fate team to unlock the secrets of Jaime Reyes' powers.
So, because he shows up and they go back to where the Scarab is not Zeo technology anymore, saying that it's magic. Because that's what it was originally.
So
that's cool.
So I'm not reading Dr. Fate. I don't know, Murray, if you're still reading it or not. But
I'm behind a couple issues, but I am still reading it.
This does not look like Khalid. This looks like Kent Nelson here.
Yeah, and I'm not up to the. They've introduced Kent Nelson in the Dr. Fate book, but I'm not up to that point yet.
Oh, I remember that.
I don't know if it's Kent Nelson in a costume. I don't know if this is Khalid a few months afterward. Like, I don't know. I don't know if this is Earth 2 Dr. Fate, because is there still a Dr. Fate kicking around Earth 2?
No.
Oh, no.
Well, at least, or if he is, he's not been featured
in
the least
bit. Current series, yeah. So I don't know which one this is, because he does not really have the same bearing or tone as the Khalid character, but we'll see.
No, and I'm sorry, as much as I love Paul Levitt's writing, that bored the crap out of me.
Love it.
And I think the art was part of it. It looked so cartoony, which usually I can handle that, but I don't know.
I was split on that book. I loved the art, but I thought it was, like you, Chris, I thought it was boring. So.
Oh, God.
There you go.
It's
you
like,
can both
my,
be wrong.
Geez.
It's okay.
Hey, you know, that's why I got three people on here. Okay,
There's a split opinion on this.
Marie is right
and the rest of us are wrong. That's
often the way it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I do know that my students know that.
Oh, you see.
And I like this. You're playing with magic. He's like, magic, cool.
I know. I totally missed these two panels at the top without the words. I mean, except for the tiny little... I totally missed it. Like, Damien turns 13. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Big deal.
Oh, yeah, that.
And
he's now a
teenager. Woohoo.
Well, that's kind of cool.
For the Teen Titans, totally. But I, like, this is the first time I'm seeing those panels, and I've read this book like two or three times already, and I just jumped from...
Well, they were kind of hard. They're easy to skip.
I was questioning whether it was him, because that costume in the top left-hand panel, it actually reminds me, the way it looks here, like the Earth 2 Robin. But you can see the boots.
They changed his costume up a little bit and put the points in his cape.
Gotcha.
And I missed it too the first time because I was drawn right to the GL.
Yeah,
stuff,
are we supposed to be surprised that she doesn't know who Sinestro is?
I'm surprised she doesn't.
No, they're just showing that they are.
They're new.
That she's going to be a new GL, and Hal's getting her up to speed.
Gotcha.
I'm surprised. I mean, I'm disappointed that they got rid of Power Ring. I actually thought that would have been an interesting dynamic, at least for a little while in the book. But I now that she's just the same powered Green Lantern, it takes away some of her uniqueness for me.
Well, I think that what it's going to be is her and that other guy, the one that got thrown away, Simon Biaz, they're going to be Sector 2814.
Yeah, it'll be like a buddy
Lanterns.
Cop comic.
It'll be a lot of strife and friction.
And then,
now, apparently,
age 12, hot sex.
I'm sure.
It'll be like moonlighting, and in the book, they'll go on for like a year or two, and then they'll get together, and the book will be crap, just like moonlighting was. Bruce Willis.
I don't remember the show.
No.
I think I kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah, I forget whoever it was. Civil Shepherd. I don't remember. That might be a porn star. Shepherd. I always get those two mixed up. Anyway, this was apparently, and I wasn't really sure, but
that's Aqualad.
And then they throw out that he's gay at the same time. I'm sure Republicans find out about that. They're going to be real happy.
You know what? As long as they don't make that his character. I'm the gay guy. I'm okay with that. I could care for him. I hate when they do that. I want the black guy. I'm the gay guy. I'm the Asian guy. No. Just be a character. Because honestly, he's one of the coolest characters in Young Justice. When he takes on the leadership role. He's Black Manta's kid. I think that just incredibly great characters. I'm hoping they go that direction with him and not this mopey emo guy that they've got in these two panels here. Who have, be gay. I don't care. Be gay. I could care less.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I wonder when we'll see him next. Like, will he pop up in Aquaman? Will he pop up in Teen Titans? Someone has probably got plans for him somewhere.
Okay. He specifically, this is what he said about it. On bringing back Aqualad and revealing his sexuality. He's a character, and John says, he's a character I introduced in Brightest Day and is on a Young Justice cartoon. I think he's a great character. There's a lot of characters who weren't around in the New 52. Wally West, Ryan Choi, Jackson Hyde, who is Aqualad, Ted Kord, but Jackson is revealed to be gay in this issue. That's the first time he said that.
Because he had no character in the old series.
So.
He never made it.
No,
he never made it.
He
out
didn't
of,
get a chance.
Day, so.
No, he didn't. I really liked it.
And that panel when they besearch Pandora.
Pandora.
That should have been a giveaway awesome. For me. I mean, if I try to avoid the spoilers, but I should have gotten it from that panel. What was going on here?
Yeah, and I didn't even realize until I read it that's exactly how Rorschach exploded.
Interesting.
Man, I love what she's saying. Don't tell me that's not John saying something about...
I think John agrees that
right there.
There's too much darkness in the DCU. I would agree. I just think he needs to own his share of it.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll be honest with you. I hope they don't do away with all the darkness because there is a place for it.
Absolutely, there is for sure.
And I'm hoping that they find that balance. I mean, oh my gosh, the first issues of New Teen Titans back when Perez and Wolfman rebooted as a Baxter book.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it was dark, but it was
dark.
Also
yeah.
But it worked. Not dark. So.
I just wish they'd done more with Pandora over the course of 52. Like, I feel like I don't know what
that was. Something that they forced
I know, but you would have thought
there,
they had a plan
then,
for something, and it didn't.
It didn't.
Well,
like,
see,
whatever
that,
their plan was, it changed 100 times, and what we got was silly.
Didn't Didio try to write
someone
a series
did, but
about
it wasn't
her?
Didio. It was,
or was that just fan? I think it was Phantom Stranger.
But she
he
wasn't.
Did it,
that was
Stranger
no. It's the other one that they terrible. did. It wasn't called Trinity. Trinity of Sin or
Trinity
something like that.
Sin, maybe.
Yes, that's
yeah,
right.
I think
never
that's
read
Ray Fox. Maybe.
Yeah, and that was Pandora and Phantom Stranger and
Question.
Right, but he never went by the Question. He was I guess he went by the Question. You're right. So.
But either way, by that point, whatever plans they had for her. Had been set aside or changed or something.
Yeah,
anyway.
And going back to Wally West here, look at his lightning bolt. This is where, like I said at the beginning, that lightning bolt going from his belt to his neck, it's different in this panel. And I think it was just an artistic choice, just like Batman's belt being the size of his head. So.
Yeah. Then we get to find out about Wonder Woman's twin brother.
Yeah, I'm not.
I
sure
wonder.
Where
yeah,
that's
named Jason.
From, they,
like, so Jason of the Argonauts,
Jason
or
of the Argonauts?
Jason of Red Hood, or Jason of Jason's Quest.
Not
or,
Jason of
like,
Red. No, have you read what
Jason's
they're doing
Quest.
With that? His book's gonna. No, Jason Todd is. He's gonna end up with.
And Bizarro.
Artemis, the one in Bizarro. Isn't that? I think that's actually a pretty
it
cool
is, but
idea.
If he's with
actually.
Artemis, they're tying him.
Not necessarily.
No,
Artemis,
it is Artemis,
but I mean, it
know.
Is Artemis, and she's Amazonian. She's connected to the Amazon, so.
I think it's
a
cool idea.
It's a neat inversion of the DC trio, right? You got a Wonder Woman, you got a Batman, you got a Bizarro or a Superman, but. I'm wondering
that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Trinity. Reverse Trinity.
I'm curious where they're going with Baby Darkseid and Wonder Woman's twin.
He's eventually come back, I guess.
Well, that'll be the Wonder Woman twin thing will be dealt with in
that'll be explored in Wonder
what's
Woman,
his name?
Sure.
Wonder Woman, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Rocket, yeah, I'm definitely gonna read that. It's gonna be I'm gonna have to get another job.
Yeah,
to pay
you
for
will.
All this. Jesus, I'm already working on that.
We're not even halfway through this thing. Good Lord.
Okay, we can zip through.
Yes, I know.
Superman dies.
All right, so this is where I get confused, though. This is where I get a little confused, and I'll explain why. So you see this, and it's the spot where he basically just turned to dust. And
it's
you know, spoilers
Superman.
For everybody.
You
and you see all the heroes there. The new 52 Superman.
The new Underverse.
And you see Raven and Corey together, or Starfire, and you see Supergirl in her scantily clad outfit. God, I hate that outfit. Those with the knees showing? Come on now. Okay, you see Black Canary there, and Captain Atom, Changeling or Beast Boy. I'm not sure what he's called right now. You got the original Firestorms back, because they fixed that in the Legends of Tomorrow book. Thank God. So anyway, yeah, you
John
see that.
John Henry doesn't
he's
wear a cape
about,
in the current
you know.
Superman books, but he has a cape here, so.
It's his funeral cape.
Oh, it's his funeral cape, okay.
And they're talking about, he's talking about the whole relationship thing, and one of the things that died was Black Canary and Oliver Queen, or Black Canary and Green Arrow's relationship, and they're kind of showing, hey, they look at each other, there's a spark, neither one of them can explain, so, okay, that's all thing. And it's like, what have they lost? Lots of readers is what they lost. Okay, now this is where I'm confused. Okay. They show this part here, and I'll explain why. Well, no. Superman's death is all over the news, and they're the Sigel Motel. I don't know if you noticed that. Sigel. I always say that wrong. So, okay, in the Lois and Clark book that Jurgens is writing, he's moved them. Now, this might be after that. I don't know how that works out. But he had moved. They had a house, and they were going under the White name, and it was actually the Kents from this universe old farm, and they were doing the sharecropping thing where they were farming it for somebody else, and that's what he was doing while she was the secret author X and exposing all these bad people and long thing. And he had built his own Fortress of Solitude inside of a mountain as a safe place to go for them. So seeing them at this motel, that's like back at the beginning of the thing, and
hello?
Oh. She says a word. Can you hear me? The thing that gets me, they're talking about we came to this parallel world, with air quotes, everything's been different enough, but some events are repeating. Doomsday killed you on our world. Now the Superman here dies too. Okay, I was thinking she was saying that Doomsday killed him. Okay. Now there I understand. I read that too fast. Okay,
then we get
I'm
Mr.
fine.
Oz, who is...
Now,
has he
yes,
been around
which,
before?
No.
This is
well,
his first
he was.
Appearance?
He wasn't. Yeah, he was in the Watchmen book. This is Ozymandias. So
that's what everybody thinks. I don't know if they answered
they never,
that or not. It's more
say
likely
it, say
is
it, but
yes.
My goodness, Mr. Right. Oz Ozy. Jeez, come on. If it's not, then it's idiotic. Okay, it's not idiotic. That's overstating it, but it's. If they're going to go that route, just, you know, go for it. And I
for
think
sure.
they are.
Yeah. Well, also what it makes me, if you look at his skin color, it looks more Egyptian than white. And I'm wondering if that's that Superman from the whatever universe, that Stan Lee deal that they did.
Just imagine.
Remember that? Yeah. And they had, the Tangent Universe. Now, Superman was that black guy that had all the telekinetic and mental powers. I'm wondering if that's what it made
I'm
me think of. I don't know. And I'm wondering if that thing he's
I'm
carrying has anything
Ozymandias,
to do with it, though. That's probably is, but just, you know. And I love this, the next thing.
I love seeing them get hitched too. Because that's clearly saying the no marriage rule is out the window.
Oh, he's...
But they're still
Don't you remember Daidio saying...
They're still not married, but...
Well, they will be.
He's allowed to get engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're together, not married, because married people are boring.
Oh. And look, nice his collar. He's lost the Jim Lee collar.
The collar.
Uh-huh. Maybe that's a new thing.
Yes, thank God.
No, in the book, he hasn't had that for a while either. Especially when since Abnett and Pelletier took over, he's gotten rid of it. So.
And then we get the big kid flash scene, and you're thinking he's gonna get back with Linda Park, and it's pages and pages of setup, and she doesn't even know him. Boom.
Yeah, I hated that because that was one thing that was cool about the relationship is he used her as an anchor. And
I know, but were you suckered into thinking, they brought Wally back only to kill him? Like
I was suckered into it.
Because if Linda doesn't remember Linda can't bring him back, there's no hope. That's the swerve they're hoping to get you to buy into for sure.
Well, yeah, he's going to have to win her back gradually.
When did she get all chunky?
I think it's just her haircut.
I don't think she's that chunky.
Just a bad haircut. Got it. Mm-hmm. And he keeps doing Rs.
Yeah.
His go-to phrase.
Well, he is getting zapped by the gazorks by the,
A couple of quick
little
scenes.
And then you get that panel, that character is going to be called Gotham. I think they've gone a little overboard about making Gotham City a character in this book.
Well, now hold on. I really want to address that because if you go over the Marvel books, there are six Spider books. So that's clearly what they're going for here. They're going for the twist on the Batman theme with people who are not Batman. They've got the Robins. They've got Gotham. They've got Nightwing is coming back. Whereas over in
that chick there by him is a sidekick for the Gotham guy. But go ahead.
What was the name of that place that Robin or that Nightwing hung out for a while? Bloodhaven.
Oh dear.
Bloodhaven.
Bloodhaven.
But it's a chick. She bleeds out of her whatever. That was my Trumpism. Come on.
Yes.
But in Spider-Man, they've got Spider-Man 29, they've got Silk, they've got Spider-Gwen, they've got, the Spider-Man from the Ultimate Universe, they've got a whole, Web Warriors with Spider-Ham in it, so they can throw as many Batman twists as they want.
I'm not talking about that character. I'm talking about the city itself. That was always what Snyder built everything on, that like the city was like an entity. And
now the city is a person.
It's yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's a little overboard. Then you got the little scene here with Constantine and I said it right that time?
I never know.
Constantine?
Yeah.
Okay. Swamp Thing.
Let's just say Hellblazer.
And he said, "Your missus is long gone, Chief. Abby and Arcane is lost to the dark side and whatnot. Now, yeah, you asked my help against the case, Constantine. That is my price." So in the article, it's specifically saying, which I haven't read any of that crap. I don't have any idea. They're going to go off and save Abby. I guess she's
cool.
In hell.
Yeah,
she
died. She got dragged off to hell by her uncle and. By Arcane, and I think they left that hanging.
I loved that Constantine TV show. I might actually read that.
Well, he's gay.
A newer version.
He's bisexually gay.
Yeah, I know that. He was that way in the show too. He showed up on an episode of Arrow. The same actor and the same character. They did a crossover. It was awesome.
Cool.
All right, so Man, he's talking. I'm out of control.
Why does he go to Boomer? Yeah, I know. That's a weird. Other than they need to.
Yeah, I didn't understand that, but I think maybe that might be his first villain.
I figure it's more like we got to hype the Suicide Squad, so let's get a panel of them in here.
And here's the movie version of the hat.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's cool though. I like that. And that pose that Wally's in is so Crisis.
It is.
It's exactly.
And again, it harkens back to that that moment when he appears to Batman in Crisis on Infinite Earths.
So Wally's visiting his friends, and then we learn that there are two Wally Wests, and I kind of am okay with that twist, like the fact that. That new Wally West is cousin to original Wally West. I'm kind of okay with that.
They'd already set that up in the flashbook, hadn't they?
Because we didn't have a Wally. We didn't have a redhead Wally. Original Wally, right? Like, we only had this Wally.
No, I mean, this particular Wally having superpowers, I think that was already
established
in the flashbook.
No, it's very, very, very recent.
See, and John's could have done something and wiped that character out, but no, they're going to embrace it.
Yeah, no, I think okay, but this also made me think they are getting us set to say goodbye to Wally, because Wally gives his blessing to this new Wally, you know, like he's, my days of Kid Flash are over, this guy's only beginning, I'm glad, you get to be Kid Flash, so like he's handing the torch over to him, and you're thinking more and more, they're really getting rid of him.
They're gonna give the fans what they want, which is bring Wally back and just enough to kill him. But yeah, I was getting that too. But that panel with new Wally standing there between the raindrops, awesome.
I know, it's great. I think I'm okay with having two Wallys.
I'm fine with it.
As long as original Wally is around and is his original character.
He's going to be in the Titans with the.
And then we get my favorite scene. This one just had me, like, all verklempt, and my throat was all, like, ooh, and I've got the tears streaming down my face. Yeah,
how Barry
Wally
was
is, like, slowly fading away, and Barry doesn't remember him, and he's saying his goodbyes, and then he grabs him, and Wally's back.
Mm-hmm. That almost looked like
Bill Jimenez, so
pages.
That would be why.
Oh, that's why.
And they picked the perfect artist for this.
It is awesome.
It's
it
so
really
good.
Is.
Like, so good. Look at Wally. Like, that is Wally. That just looks like Wally. And then they remember each other, and it's, and you get the big hug, and it's, it was so good. So good.
Yes.
I thought they were going to kiss.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people did. That would be creepy. Yeah, I know. But yeah, it's awesome. It brings him back.
That's right.
Yeah. Don't get me started.
And then we get a picture of the new Teen Titans. Not the new Teen Titans, but kind of like mid-new Teen Titans, where they're all in there.
And it'll be interesting, going back to the them being back in the same book together, being in current continuity together, is age-wise, they may even be now about the same age. Wally may be still a little bit younger, but he was in full blown adulthood, you know, married with kids and stuff when he went away. And Barry, you know, per the description from Wally himself earlier in this issue, has basically been de-aged, you know, 10 or 15 years. So they could be, you know, they could be contemporary age wise. Sort of like Batman and Jason Todd, or Batman and Dick Grayson, have been made contemporary age-wise, and I think that's it gives an opportunity for some of the younger heroes to actually be younger heroes again, without there being three generations.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Done. Yep, yep,
yep.
And then we get those Batman scenes.
Yeah.
And this, I was not expecting this. The,
yeah. And look at this.
You weren't?
Okay.
No, like I was totally caught up in all
either.
The Flash imagery and all the Flash stuff that I totally didn't. Like, even that first page with all the watches and stuff where I should have been like, oh. Like, I mean, yeah, it looked familiar. And I thought, oh, you know, watches, I've seen that before. Didn't clue into my mind.
You notice
at all.
His belt
yeah.
is
yeah,
real
good.
Small now. Oh, in the panel that's got the Joker card sitting there, and then it's the bottom right-hand corner. Look at his belt, how small
it
is.
It looks more like a traditional Batman belt.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But yeah, I want to know what that damn letter says. Doesn't
I
that bug
we got
you guys?
It at the end of the...
No. You never see it. He reads it, and you see that last thing. That's all you can see. You're always... your father, Thomas, and you see him crying. I remember at the end of Flashpoint, they've never shown what that thing says. Ever. Because I read all the Batman stuff. Well, I wasn't reading Detective, but they have never said.
Oh,
I know. And that just kind of...
Now, I was not expecting that at all. I should have caught it, like you said, when... How Pandora went. And I think it's Manhattan is the one that stole the watch. I think that is very poignant and meta right there. Because I'm thinking that Dr. Manhattan is, you know who I think it is.
And then they go like full on Watchmen. They get the full panel, 4 panels, 9 panels. And it looks... Like, the colors are Watchmen. That red is, like, mm-hmm. the Watchmen red. The word bubbles, the word balloons are Watchmen word balloons.
Yeah, the type, that yeah, the font.
Yeah.
The font is.
See, and what I'm thinking, well, even though I know it's words from the book, you see that Osmanius saying, I did the right thing, didn't I? I think that's Lee saying that. Did I do the right thing?
And then we get the clock set to like 11:45.
Yeah. I did not see it coming at all.
And you know, I don't know that I need to see Watchmen cross over into the DC world. Like, that's never something I was clamoring
for.
But if they're going to use it as a little story point that eventually fixes everything up, I'm okay with that. Like, I can't see them ever doing like a here's Batman and what's his name, Night Owl, teaming up in a, like a Brave and the Bold book, or like I can't see them going that route.
Yeah.
I don't think. I don't really want to see that, but like whatever. But
mm-hmm.
it's a I'm curious where they're going.
I hope they never do. I hope this is it's one of those things where it's, you know, this is their way of, this is their mulligan, and then it's
mm-hmm.
never mentioned again.
I'm
okay with that. I'm
okay with
them saying, you know what,
this
is a freaking comic book. People fly, people travel through time, et cetera, et cetera. That's just, boom, it's reset, and go. And then if it fails,
yep, we're done.
You know, if for again, if they need to regenerate cells, then maybe they can revisit it a little bit. But they don't need to. I don't think they need to make it a story
mm-hmm.
point.
Well, they're building to something,
no,
though.
I don't either.
Like, there's going to be some sort of conflict coming down the line eventually.
It's supposed to be in 2018, like what, May or June of 2018. Mm-hmm. There's supposed to be something. So. Yeah, I remember that from one of the articles from your favorite guy at DC
okay.
was saying that that's what the next build up is coming is summer of 2018.
And what movie have they got coming out then?
Justice League.
Oh, is that when that's when it's coming out, right?
Of course.
About yeah, I think so.
Huh.
So.
Cool.
Probably
so we got this 2-page spread, and I admit there's a couple characters on here I couldn't identify.
Okay.
So starting at the bottom left, there's a guy with a yellow shirt. Is that Rick Flagg?
Could be.
It might be. I can't really tell. It looks like he's got a shoulder holster.
Okay. I couldn't.
And he's got military-looking gear with the knee pads and no elbow pads, but he's got the fingerless gloves
and
all that crap.
In the middle, there's two characters I couldn't identify. Right next to Deathstroke, there's somebody with a bow and arrow. I don't know who that is, and who is that behind him?
Isn't that Arsenal?
Oh, that's...
And behind him in the
Arsenal.
Green?
What is Arsenal?
That,
okay, gosh, I couldn't...
That is...
Oh boy, it's just a... You're right. Wow.
I think the one in the green is what
green.
Lilith is looking like now.
Yeah, I think her name's going to be Omen.
Okay.
Got
good.
Her
you
outfit.
Help me out here.
He was
called
Omen way back in the Jurgens Teen Titan days.
And like then on the right-hand side, next to Damien's boot.
Do not know who that is. Is it like a Suicide Squad person?
Which boot? Oh, the green?
Yeah.
One in the green? It might be Enchantress, but I don't
also
know.
Also in the background, we have like the tattooed guy, right? And he would be Suicide Squad.
Yeah, that's... yes, that's El Diablo.
And there's also currently in Suicide Squad. Yes, okay. Well, those were the only ones I was stuck on, but you got a couple of them cleared up for me. And to your point about the Captain Marvel stuff, right there, Chris, we've already got the whole Marvel family.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I didn't realize that until I looked at this.
Yeah, no, did they?
It's all those kids that he was in that foster home with.
Did they get powers in the foster home book, or was it only in the Flashpoint books where they were all...
Flashpoint.
Yeah, they all came together... Not just Billy, they all came together to form Captain Thunder.
So they're going to go that route, sort of.
And, yeah, so, well, no, it looks just like he just gives, just like Shazam does, he gives Captain Marvel Jr. and his sister, Ms. Marvel, some of his power. And he just does it to all of them. So, yeah, Marvel family.
Uh-huh. And this is me just reading way too much into it, but the only Watchmen character represented in this whole thing is Ted Kord. Up in the right. Right, there are no other Watchmen characters here.
True. No. I don't even see Captain Atom, even though he was at the site of
But he's not
Superman's
here,
death.
And neither is Nightshade, and neither is... Mm-mm. I don't know who the other guys were, but Peter Thunder.
Yeah. Oh, that character... Peter Thunder, Peter Thunderbolt. I think that.
But he,
IDW
has that. Okay, because he was Ozymandias. So.
Yes, exactly. Mm.
Anyway, very cool. I enjoyed looking through it. I enjoyed reading it. I'm curious where things are going.
Yes, me too.
Oh wait a minute! Oh no, that's Red Robin, whose foot I was pointing at. I think, because Robin is over there standing on Killer Croc's back in the.
Right.
Killer Croc.
Well, I see Zatanna in the background.
Yeah, she's wearing kind of like her Perez outfit from the JLA.
But she's got fishnets.
Yep.
It's kind of a combo of both. That's a nice mix.
Mm-hmm.
No headgear,
anyway,
though.
It'll be cool.
Yeah,
save the crab for something
Thank
else.
Goodness.
And then we got some... Covers from upcoming issues.
The one
that jumped out at me, and I mentioned this online, was on the Suicide Squad one. It looks like we've got Fat Amanda Waller again.
Oh, yeah, I think we did mention that.
Well, if you go to...
Look at her face, yeah.
She looks...
Hold on, I can't find it. Ah, yeah, she does look a little bigger, yeah.
And the one thing I'm glad they didn't do is they didn't make... They didn't make Deadshot black.
Yes.
I know they really wanted to see it.
Well, I wouldn't be I wouldn't be surprised if they did, but you're right. I'm glad they didn't do that.
There's
I
that
mean,
green character.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Enchantress.
So that answered one of my questions right there. Okay. My confusions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to see some of them.
Oh, God, that Aquaman book is going to rock. Sorry.
I think it is. I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it. Hell, I'm going to read all of them. Some of them I have only got the Rebirth issues, and in others I've went ahead and just subscribed already.
And this starts, like, what, next week or the week after? I don't know.
I believe so. Let's see. Let's go back.
Batman Rebirth, June 1st. Green Arrow Rebirth, June 1st.
So next week?
That'll be next week.
Green Lantern's Rebirth, Superman Rebirth.
Yes, this July. Titans not till July. Damn it.
It doesn't give a date on the. Oh no, there we go. Green Arrow June 15th. Okay. Aquaman June 22nd.
Oh man.
Wonder Woman June.
Teen Titans is not till October.
Teen
Titans.
They're gonna have it.
Titans is not so long.
And I think it's smart that that August 17th for Suicide Squad. That's exactly when it should be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Alrighty. Well, I got to bounce. I got to bounce.
Yeah, I am talked out, man.
Awesome stuff. And I tell you, it sure shit better have been recorded because I can't do that again.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm watching it. It's recording.
Good.
So... Let's do the end of this, man. Let's see. We're running out of time. So let's wrap this up. I love new toys. Let's wrap this up. As always, you can send us an email to podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com and let us know what you think there. Or you can join us on the actual Facebook page and talk about all this geeky stuff, and you can comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there as well. And that is it for this week.
Good job, DC.
Stuff. Mm-hmm. Yes, good job. I am very excited. Very excited.
He's excited, excited, folks. All right, you guys have a good evening.
Excited. Now, all right,
catch
you
later. Bye-bye.
Okie dokie.